Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Please, can I beg you? You can have your seat, We'll pray. You can stand up later if you want to. Fire, thank you. I beg you in the name of the Lord. Let us not be enticed by evil and be overcome by evil. The operating system of Christianity is different from the operating system of any religion of the world. Don't let the operation of a religion of the world move us away from the operating system of Christianity. We will lose in both ways. And we'll lose in all ways. Whatever is happening in the country, let it not move you into hatred and bitterness. Do we understand? It's written for some people, fight for your God. It is written for some people, the Lord is a God of vengeance that fight for himself. Don't be enticed by that operating system and start fighting for your God. If you die in it, you might not end up well. Do you understand? Our operating system is different. What I'm telling you is not easy. You have invested in business. Your business is booming. You just say, let me go and greet my friend there. Before you came back, they have burned everything down. It is not. Let's know that the Lord that helped you at the beginning is able to help you better than the past. Do we understand? Is it easy? It is not. Let us not move into hatred. You can protect yourself without hating. You can do many things without hatred. Once you move into hatred, the devil takes over. It is a temptation. Please, in the midst of all this, let us not move into hatred. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another, and so on. But let's not go there. Let's stay where we are now. I just want you to understand that you can't pray well and win spiritual warfare when you are in hatred. Defend yourself. Fight your battles. If it comes to fighting, don't move into any form of hatred. Is that straightforward enough? Hello, is that straightforward enough? Lift your right hand up. Let's pray together. Say, every spirit of violence hovering over this nation, say, we bind you. We take authority over you. In the name, can we pray in the name of every spirit of violence, hovering over this nation? We bind you. The Lord rebuke you. We bind you. Every spirit of violence, hovering over this nation, afflicting the children of God. We bind you. Every spirit of violence hovering over this nation, we bind you. Every spirit of violence against the children of God, we bind you. We bind you. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Do we need to talk about all these things? Everybody is scared. People can't travel. I tell people everywhere, there's nothing that will make me travel by road. Nothing. If you like, say, Pastor does not like me. That's why he did not come. After all, say, by mandate of the church, I don't go for wedding. That you say you went for Chinedu soon. You did not come for Okoro soon. You can't accuse me for that. I don't go for anyone. Even in Abuja, except he's in our church. So that church members will not use that to blackmail me. So don't go for anybody soon. We send people to go. I'm not sure there is anything that will make me go to I almost mentioned Buhari. In my office, I tell them I stay close to Buhari, but there's nothing that will take me to Buhari. But for church, I will go to Buhari. I will not go by road to anywhere. Why? It is crazy. It's what I will do that will make people blame me and not the attacker. I will not do it. I say, being himself, no, say, the country. No, waiting they go look for. Why in they go now? Why? That is how terrible our nation has become. And now think about it. People whose livelihood now depends on traveling by road and all, what happens to them? Lift your right hand up. Say, every spirit of violence, say, every spirit of destruction hovering over this nation, say, we take authority over you. We bind you. We take authority. We bind you. We bind you. We bind you. We take authority over every spirit of destruction, every spirit of violence hovering over this nation. We bind you. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. If you are not praying, maybe I should call you the enemy of the nation. Or maybe you believe the country is a zoo, so you don't pray for the country. But let me tell you this. Like the Soroseke generation will say, if Nigeria happens to you, you will understand. There are many people that have supported this government. There was one that was supporting, there was an issue that happened. Was it Katsina? On Twitter, he was supporting the government. Then he discovered that his junior brother was one of the people kidnapped. In the twinkling of an eye, the man changed, showing that when the thing never touched you, you think that it's far away. It is not far away. Do you know the number of information kept by this government from people? Things are happening around us that you don't know. That we can't stay here not to scare you. But what we can do is to come and pray. And the Lord that has been seeing us through will still see us through. Lift your two hands up. Say, every spirit of violence, every spirit of destruction, every spirit of bloodshed, say, in this nation, say, we bind you. We bind you. We take authority over every spirit of violence, spirit of destruction, spirit of bloodshed in this nation. We bind you. 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 Alete tekeria katala, ekeria kadada bakaria. We bind you. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Lift your two hands up. Say, any of our brothers have lost anything in this nation. Oh Lord, let there be a restoration for them. Can we pray? Any of our people, whether we know them or not, as long as they are called Christians and they were attacked because of Christianity, oh Lord, let there be a recovery. Let there be a restoration. Let there be a recovery. Let there be a restoration. Let there be a recovery. Let there be a restoration. Let there be a recovery. Let there be a restoration. Let there be a recovery. Let there be a restoration. Let there be a recovery. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Have your seat. I didn't know. I know there is a law protecting private property in the U.S. I didn't know it is in Nigeria Penal Code. Until I was listening to Pastor Enechi. I don't know. Anybody have listened to that tape? Wow, I'll send it. I'll send you for people to hear. You know, in America, if I'm within the fence of my house and you come in without my permission, if I shoot you and you take me to court, nobody can jail me because you are the one that trespassed on my property. That law exists in Nigeria also. We will not go out to kill and destroy anybody. Anybody that comes near us, fill in the gap yourself. Hello, do you understand? Never. We will not carry gun. We say, hey, hey. Anybody that does hey, hey in our direction, trespassing in our business, trespassing in our where our children are, trespassing anywhere. I don't want to say we are so live on social media. I don't want to say many things here. But you understand what I'm saying. After all, you Africans, I don't have to say 6 things before you understand what I'm saying. Hello, are you in church? protect yourself. Protect yourself in a way that nobody comes in your direction again. Find the power to fight it once and for all. We will never, in the name of religion, kill for any God. Our God is not bloodthirsty. Jesus has shed his blood already. Anyone that wants to touch anyone we love will regret it forever. In the midst of that, can I advise you? My senior brother, one of my cousins, used to tell me, there's a God, small g God, in Yoruba land called Eshu, and that is a name used for Satan. He does not take palm oil. He takes palm oil. He does not take what's the name of this other oil? Still made from palm, but made from palm nuts. Kernel oil. He does not take kernel oil. He takes palm oil. If you give him kernel oil, you are looking for his wahala. Please, can we respect one another? We know what these people do not want. We know these people. You can talk against God, they will do nothing. If you talk against their prophet, they will do something. Can we stop talking against their prophet? Is our advice too much? We should learn to respect. And you know what? Until Jesus comes, as long as there is Nigeria, all the religion will still exist. Why not learn how to respect one another? Remember this. We have all the investment in the north. They don't care. Most of them only want 10% of the business. They give you the business to do. We are the ones building. We are the ones doing everything. Many of their children have never gone to school. They don't know where they are going to eat from. Is that the person you are fighting? The person that has nothing to lose? That has no physical thing you can attack? Whereas we have all the physical things everywhere. Is it not time for us to understand what they don't like and leave it at that? Somebody will fight an Okada man. They will look for the business of everybody around and set it ablaze. Are those kind of people normal? They are not. But the country has brought us together. So you must learn how to live with abnormalities without you losing your things. Do you know that their holy book, if it's placed somewhere and you are not a Muslim, you are not supposed to take it away? Do you know that if you touch it, you can die for it? Do you know that there are writings on anything? If you don't understand it, somebody was almost killed because there was a writing on a poster and he tore it at the place of work, tore it from the wall, that this is not a notice board. Do you know he was almost lynched? In spiritual warfare, we tend to understand the devil so that we can fight him very well. In this way also, understand our causes so that we can live happily. We are the one always on the losing end. They are always burning everything we have. We have to be wise in our dealings. Do you understand what I've just said? I've said many things. May the Lord grant you wisdom in the name of Jesus. But we read Psalm 94. Can we read it for the first time? Psalm 94. Lift your right hand up. You read it at the top of your voice. We are going to like verse 5. We are going to verse 7. When we reach verse 7, you will now say, "Oh Lord, arise in your anger, destroy them. Look at, let's go. One, two, go. Oh Lord God of vengeance. Oh God of vengeance. Shine forth. Rise up. Oh Judge of the earth. Repay the proud what they deserve. Oh Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked exalt? They pour out their arrogant words. All the evildoers boast. They crush your people. Oh Lord, and afflict your inheritance. They kill the widow and the sojourner and mother, the fatherless. And they say, the Lord does not see. The God of Jacob does not say, oh Lord, arise. Destroy them. Let your sword pass through them. Arise and destroy them. Oh Lord, arise, arise. 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 Arise and destroy. 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 Labakatakakakataka. Eria katalaba. Ere kete kete. Maya kataka. Eria katala. Mazataka. Ere kete kete. Eria katala. Ere kete le. Mazataka. Eria kata. Ere kete kete le. Arise and destroy. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Sometimes when you look at things like this, you just think that God is not concerned. God is late. God does not act the way we act. He created everybody. And His agenda is the salvation of everybody. Even beyond what we want. But we know the Lord is not sleeping. He is not slumbering. Soon you will see the effect of our prayers all over the nations. Therefore, I stand again and I decree, anyone that have lost anything to the hand of these wicked ones, by the power of the Lord, let there be a restoration for them. In the name of Jesus, can we take for the last time from verse 1, from verse 1 to 7, and when we get to 7, you know an angel of the Lord came and slapped Herod, and the worm eats him up. They will not die normal death. Somebody that look at somebody that did not harm you, and you went and slaughtered the person. You go to a village when people are sleeping. You go, you slaughter them. You move out. Do you know the crime of the Amalekites? The Bible says this is an injunction. There shall be war between God and the Amalekites. For what was their sin? When people are traveling, the weak one, widows, hard or old, sick are always at the back. When they were going, the Amalekite came from behind and attacked Israel from the back. That is why you don't kill civilians. It's soldiers you fight. They killed the weakest part of a people from behind. And that was it. And he said, there will always be a war with the Amalekites. They keep operating like the Amalekites. When I was in the north, I have a sister-in-law that will keep asking when we are reading the Bible. And there was there we got to the cause of Joab. They will have this. They will have Saul. He now told me that did I notice that all over the north, all these causes is in operation. All around the place. The Lord is not sleeping. Lift your right hand up. Let's go together for the last time. Say, oh God. Let's go. Oh Lord. God of vengeance. Oh God of vengeance. Shine forth. Rise up, O Judge of the earth. Repair the proud what they deserve. O Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked exalt? They pour out their arrogant words. All the evil doers boast. They crush your people. O Lord, and afflict your heritage. They kill the widow and the sojourner and mother, the fatherless. They even say, the Lord does not see. The God of Jacob does not pay. Angels of the Lord, arise, strike them. Strike them. Let them not die a normal death. Anyone killing the innocent in this nation, let them not die a normal death. Let them not die a normal death. They have shed blood. Let their blood be shed.
They have shed blood. Let their blood be shed. They have shed blood. Let their blood be shed. They have shed blood. Let their blood be shed. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. We are praying. Lift your hands once and say, but as for me, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Say, the Lord is my refuge and my strength and ever-present help in the times of trouble. Can you pray for yourself, the Lord's protection? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked arise against me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and they fall. Let them stumble, let them fall. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Have your seat. I speak peace and rest to your heart, to your life. In the name of Jesus. Please watch your confessions. Watch what you say. I know you are angry. I know you are touched. But we speak peace. We ask that the peace of God that passes every understanding, that peace will be your portion. In the name of Jesus. You will not move into hatred. In the name of Jesus. We thank you. Remember our operating system. We have how we fight our wars. There are laws guiding us. We will not be tempted to behave like others. Their ways are not superior. Our ways are superior. Their ways are simplistic and worldly. But we are in the world and we are not of the world. And the Bible says, he that is from above is above all. As he is, so we are. In this world, we are above. We will not be tempted to operate like them. We will not be. So all around, people might be tempted to react to operate that way. We will not be. I read the Bible. It ended, Revelation 22. Jesus had the victory. Every knee bowed before him. He judged all the nations. Even their book said so. They are also waiting for Jesus to come. Jesus won the battle. He had the victory. We thank you. We bless you. Oh. Oh. Victory belongs to Jesus.
Victory belongs to Jesus. Oh, 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 oh.
In the past 1 month, we have been looking at supernatural increase. Remember, our God is a God of increase. In life, everything starts small and explodes. When God wanted forest, he only gave a single seed. He created everything according to their type with seed. And once one seed is planted, the seed germinates and it has no limit. Apart from the limit a man places on it. So if you go to the farm and you harvest corn, what that corn, the increase, that corn can feed your heart, except you don't plant it. The limit to increase is only placed by man. When God wanted 7 billion people on earth, he started with Adam. From Adam's side, he removed Eve. And both of them started. And now we have over 7 billion people on earth. God created everything for increase. He created everything for growth. And you know what? He started the increase from nothing. So the earth was without form, without shape, with nothing. And then he spoke his word and started creating. And there was an increase everywhere. Therefore, if you have nothing now, it doesn't mean that increase is not yours. Because you look back at God. At the beginning, there was nothing. And now, everybody is here. If that is far away from you, if you are married now, remember 10, 20 years ago before you were married, you were one single wearing baggy jeans. If you are old, that's not that. Disturbing everybody in the area. They even thought you were useless. You never knew you were going to marry. You never knew you were going to graduate. Some people are smiling. It seems they are in this direction. But now, you are married. 3 children, 4 children. You that 10 years ago, they thought you were nothing. Can I bring it home? There are some people I know in this church. When they came to this church, they were in university. They used to do CC those days. Call me, whatever. Now they are married with, they are not looking in my direction. They are married with 2 children. It is because they are subduing it. If they are not be subduing it, they will have had like 7 already. You know the meaning of subdue means put it in check. When he said be fruitful, be multiplied, he added subdue to it. If your money can only handle 2 people's school fees, subdue till 2. People are going to say, if you don't subdue, it will subdue you. Do you understand? You have to understand the Bible. He added subdue. Put under control. So anybody that did not subdue and say, God said, MRBC, MRSC, God said, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish. When you can't pay school fees, don't come in this direction. No. Because you did not obey the fourth part of the dominion mandate. Which says what? Subdue. What did he say? Talk to me now. You know what, may I tell you the truth, but people that are not married yet, make sure. The economy is not the economy of your fathers. We are not farming. Tractors, they do the job. If now one, you can handle, have one. When you can handle 2, have the second one. When you can handle the third one. But by that time also, it might be late for you. But learn to subdue. Do we understand? So the increase is only limited by you. And God can bring increase from nothing. That's one. God can bring increase from little. The widow had the last at home. He left the cave and said, go, cook, give me first and see what the Lord will do. Jesus was about to feed people. He asked, they only have 5 loaves of, is it 7? 5 loaves of 12 or whatever. We read it last week. And then, with that little, he fed 5,000 men. And you know women, they go places like that than men. So, some will say 20,000 people. You know children, they go such places than men. Not counting children, not counting women. He took care of all of them. Out of little. So, if you have nothing, the increase agenda is still for you. If you have little, the increase agenda is still for you. The agenda of increase has no respect for what you are or where you are now. The agenda of increase has the respect of who God created you to be. And when he created you, he put something in you that brings about fruitfulness. That's why he said, be. The day he said, be fruitful. He put what brings an increase in everybody. So we can all increase. We've started looking at areas of multidimensional increase in our lives. We've talked about spiritual matters in spiritual life, increase in wisdom, increase in favor, increase in wealth, increase in church, increase in numbers, increase in blessings, increase in influence and authority, increase in health, increase in the anointing. I ended the third service last week with increase in grace. Today, let's take 1 or 2 as the Lord leads us. Psalm 71, verse 21. One of the most popular scriptures about increase. Can we reach that? You will increase. Let's go. You will
Open your own Bible now if you know, if there is one no work. After all, this one will be your own. Now our own. And you know, say the thing will be our own, I in the suffer pass. But if my own. Any scripture I ask, please put it on the screen. Let me not be saying, if you listen to our word, you keep me hearing me say, put it on the screen. I don't want that in the message. When I say, put it there. Is that okay? Okay, can we all read together? You will increase my greatness and comfort me. In the word of God, an area of life that God wants to increase us is in the area of our greatness. God did not create mediocres. God created great men. And you are a great person. It doesn't matter what anybody has said about you in the past. It doesn't matter what you have said about yourself in the past. I've grown up with some people before where when they wake up in the morning, it is curses that they rain on their children. How do I interpret that? Unfortunate one, you have seen no woken up. Hey, this time, before you kill me, God will kill you. I have been shouting since, and you have not woken up early in the morning. For some people, that was their mother. That was their father. For some people, that was their spouse. But in spite of that, what man says about you, God created you with a greatness. And he wants you to increase in greatness. God does not want you to be at the same level of greatness forever. He wants you to be increasing in greatness. That is why when you share the testimony of what God has done and his greatness in your life, you move ahead. It is wrong for you to share a testimony of great things that God has done for you today. And we see you tomorrow and you have gone below that testimony. The path of the righteous is like a shining light that shines brighter and brighter and brighter. And you know what the Bible says of Jesus? He said, of his greatness there shall be no end. And of your greatness also, there shall be no end. Of the greatness of your company, of the greatness of what you do, there shall be no end. God created you great, and he wants you to manifest greatness in him. Greatness is not an end. Greatness is a means of spreading the kingdom. First Kings 10. Let's do Psalm 78, 70 to 71. He chose David, his servant, and took him from being the fool and his man. Took him from the sheepfold. Do you know? I don't know if you know the story of a one-time minister in the country. He was a professor. And I'm not sure if anybody has beaten his result in UI. He had distinction in medicine in UI. He's a Fulani man. I will not mention his name in church. He was not going to school. When he's going with his cattle, he will get to the window of a primary school. They will be teaching the people in class. They will ask the people in school questions. They can't answer. From the window, he will answer. A Fulani man that had the best result in medicine in UI. I'm not sure that record has broken. When people were going to school, he was pushing cattle. He rose up to become a power that be in the country. No matter where you are, where he's taking you to, you can't imagine it. Stop spoiling the future by your actions of today. So, David was in the bush running after sheep. Give me 70. 70 again. Let me read it to you. 70 and 71. He chose. Can we read together? Let's go. One to go. He chose David, his servant, and took him from the sheepfold, from following the nothing earth. Anyways, or whatever. He brought him to shepherd. What is the pronunciation of that? You are laughing at me. You said you don't know him. Is it away or away? Away. Away. Iwi. Ahezina. Na iwi. All of you today, away. Away. Na iwi. I almost sang his song now. Some of us now read, we read to reach where we are. Teacher, no day. The time where they do science, though, like 2 years, from three, from four, no physics teacher. No physics teacher. None. You must read. We will contribute PTA money. They will bring physics teacher. He will work for 1 month. He will say the money is not enough. He will go. Another 3 times after we have. But here we are today. We still know physics. We read ourselves. Eh? So forgive me for away and use and all those things. Our life is also an example that God can increase you in greatness. Some of you are laughing at me. If we share your story, so Iwis. Iwis. Okay, let's go. From following the nothing is, he brought him to shepherd his Jacob, his people, and Israel in inheritance. So from running after sheep, he came and put them over all the people. I see the Lord doing that for you. Why? Of your greatness, of the increase of your greatness, there shall be no end. You see, there are so many things you should say. I keep showing you many things you'll be saying from the scripture. Of the increase of my greatness, there shall be no end. Of the increase of my greatness of my business, there shall be no end. And God increased David in everything that he did. Let's look at the son of David. 1 Kings 10. 23 to 27. The Lord wants to increase our greatness. Thus, King Solomon excelled all the kings of the earth in riches and in wisdom. In wisdom. In our DNA, we are record setters. We excel all. Please, listen to me. These are things you must be telling your children. These are things you must be hearing. In our DNA, we excel all. We start small, but we take over at the end of the day. Do you understand? A Christian does not do the same business with somebody and they overtake him. He starts small, but he overtakes everybody at the end of the day. When we understand the kingdom DNA, but all over Nigeria, you will see servants riding on horses and princes, Christians, walking on their feet because they don't know. There's no connection that can stop you. There's no gang up that can stop you. Water cannot be stopped. The wind cannot be stopped. The Bible says, he that is born of a spirit is like a wind. He said the wind goes where it reaches. Nobody knows where it's going. No one knows where it's coming from. So is he that is born. You can't lock this door and ask the wind not to enter. Rather, for the wind not to be able to enter, he will pull down this building. That is who you are. That is your DNA. The wind might not start big. It will start small. But it increases in greatness. Are you in charge? Do you understand what I'm saying? Oh, pastor, you don't know what I'm saying. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I know. You are a seed. If we plant you and water you, the sky is not your limit. You become limitless. Of the increase of your greatness, there is no end. And Solomon displays that. He excelled and the whole earth. Give me 23 again. 23 again. 23 again. Thus, King Solomon excelled all the kings of the earth in what? In riches and... So we excel in selling and marketing. We excel in operating and what? And in writing. We excel in voice over. We excel in everything we do than others. The standard that is set in the Old Testament, Solomon. Of your greatness, there is no end. I'm not talking about you comparing yourself. What he has created you to be. Be the best possible version of it. Continue. Continue, sir. And the OS sought the presence. There are some things that you become that you don't need to pray again for people to come. Now them could they look for you.
That thing is in your DNA already. Work at it. Work at it. Work at it. Stop being a mediocre. Bring an excellent spirit to bear in what you do.
I don't like hospitals because of the smell. I don't like hospitals. But fortunately for me, my wife was now a nurse. I was working in a hospital. Fortunately for me, the first hospital she worked, the first and only hospital she worked when we came to Abuja, was a different kind of hospital. The first time, you know, come and pick me, I would go. I would sit in the car. Come inside now. Ah. I'm doing something in the car. When you finish, I don't want to. So I decided to go in one day, went in. There was no smell of Isaiah. And the thing, they give me headache already, sir. I can't smell. There was no smell of that anywhere in that hospital. Throughout, she left. No, none. It's a kind of hospital I can go. Sometimes it will look like a hotel. It was excellently done. For some of you, when we enter your shop, your baby's potty is at the entrance of your greatness. Of the greatness of the potty. Why are your faces? If we come visit you in your city room without announcing it, what will we see all around? Are you not one of the people when we are coming? You quickly, you carry everything, you take away. The whole heart sought the presence of Solomon to hear his wisdom, which God has put in his mind. 25. Every one of them brought his present. Articles of silver, gold, diamond, myrrh, spices, horses, and mules. So much. Yeah, I keep saying it. A great man does not spend. The one who greatness increases. What does he do? People come. I spoke about influence last week. People keep bringing. They keep bringing. They keep bringing. It's a man that does not increase that spends his money. Oh yeah, let's go. I'm going to 27. And Solomon gathered chariot and horsemen. He had 1,400 chariots and 12,000 horsemen. You know, if you are a Nigerian, because we exaggerate enough, you will not understand these numbers. I went for a crusade in Lagos, the last redeemed crusade, 1990, before Lekki 98. It was at the stadium. When we finished and we're going out, I asked my friend, how many people do you think I had this crusade? My friend said, it cannot be less than 200 million. And 200,000. I laughed. And I said, what is the seating capacity of the stadium? It has been reduced to 30,000 at that time. Is it or Lagos Stadium at that time? Was it 30? I can't remember. Maybe let's say even 45. The pitch and outside. How many people will it take? When you see some numbers, as we are seated now, some people think we are 5,000 now. If you begin to count, they say, I went to that program. If you see, 5 million people gave their life to Christ. You now wonder how many people are in that city itself. Because we are always exaggerating. You will see, they will write something about a pastor. A pastor of a 5,000 member mega church in Abuja. Then you go to the church. You will know that the church is not even mini. There is a pastor. How do they calculate that? Everyone that has worshipped there before is added to the membership. And he is a member. So if it is like that, your pastor is a pastor of... Let me stand there and pose. Because on social media now, sir, now mega, if we add that membership to that one, we have some videos in social media that has been watched over 100,000 times by different people all around the place.
So I'm the pastor of a 500,000 mega church.
You are clapping. So when they now come, they will now say, where are they? Some of them were transferred to America. Some of them were...
That number is very, very big. 1,400 churches. You know, he had to build Gog. Is it Gog we call it? He built, there is a city he built for his chariots and horses.
As everybody was coming, they were bringing gifts.
And then he had 12,000 horsemen
whom he stationed in the chariot cities and with the king
in Jerusalem. Look at verse 27. This is what my prayer that will happen in this country by the miracle of the Lord. Can we read together? He
and the king made Ziba as common in Jerusalem as stone, and he made cedar as plentiful as the sycamore.
Is there anything 28? Anything verse 28? Okay. He make silver common. That means the economy changed because of his greatness. How much is a dollar to... Okay, I'm sorry. Let me not give you a dick. Let's just calm down.
Do you know
that when things don't work and they are famine, God wants to change system. He wants to change the people ruling. He wants to bring another set of people in. Do you know that power changes hand economically when there is financial distress everywhere? When things are not working in any nation, God is trying to station some people to bring them out to prominence. If you don't know, at that time, you'll be complaining about the old system that did not even favor you in the first instance. Remember, gross darkness shall cover the earth, but in the midst of it, your light will do what? It shall spring forth. After all, how does a man shine if the sun is up and we are all shining? Nobody knows the difference. But when there is darkness, that is where God wants us to shine. Therefore, when things are not working, God wants his children to take advantage of it, for them to rise and for them to shine. What then do you do? God, please explain what is happening to me. What do you want me to do? That's the prayer we pray. Lord, open my eyes to new opportunities. Open my eyes to new opportunities. Oh Lord, the throne you have prepared for me in times like this, let me sit on that throne. When things are not working in a nation, it's not the time to be a Twitter guru that complains left, right, and center. It's a time to position yourself and set upon your watch and begin watching how to take advantage of the situation, because you are the new set of people that are coming. When I was growing up, I grew up meeting Mobolaji Bankantoni. Anybody know Mobolaji Bankantoni here? From there, we knew Kashimawo. From there, Kashimawo Abiola. From there was somebody called Igbinedo. Through it all, there was a Dan Tata. Today, maybe Dangote, maybe Adenuga, who else? Otedola, who else? In another 10 years, go and check all of them. They positioned themselves when things were not working in the country. They were not complaining. Don't join the complainants. You are not a devil. Join the watchers, people that watch to see what will soon happen, and they take advantage of it. The Lord wants you to increase in greatness. Stretch out your hand here. Stretch out your hand. I want you to talk to him first. Your hands up. And say, Lord, open my eyes For how long will you be a servant?
For how long will you be a slave? You might have lost your job so that God can make you think and reason differently from the past. The Lord is not against you. The Lord is for you. He wants you to see opportunities around you. Can we pray, Lord, in the midst of this economy, in this country, things going down, open my eyes, position me for greatness.
We are not of them that complain and murmur. We are of them that take advantage of opportunities. We are of them that take advantage of opportunities. We are of them that take advantage of opportunities. All of our eyes, open our eyes to opportunities all around us. Opportunities for increase. In the name of Jesus, stretch forth your hand here. Let the blessing of the Lord be released upon your spirit, upon your DNA, upon who you are. Let increase. Let greatness spring forth from you. Let greatness spring forth from you. Let greatness spring forth from your family. Let there be greatness. Let greatness increase. Increase in your greatness. Increase. And Lord, open your eyes. Let your greatness increase. May greatness spring forth from you. The one that picked David, let him remember you. Let him position you. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Genesis 16, 11 to 12. Genesis 16, 11 to 12. Can you put, is it on the screen? Okay. Can we all read together? Let's go. And the angel of the Lord said to her, behold, you are pregnant and shall bear a son, and you shall call his name Ishmael, because the Lord has listened to your affliction. Okay, let's go. Verse 12. He shall be a wild donkey. His hand against... Read, let me hear. His hands against everyone, and everyone's hand against him. And he shall dwell over against all his kinsmen. You need to have understanding of some things. It is written, why donkey? He will always be against everyone. Everywhere they are. They can be three. They will fight 1 million people. Four. When they can be four somewhere. But it doesn't mean that they will not fight everybody. It is written. If you know, you know. Don't think because he's one, he's afraid. He has a knife here. He's ready to kill himself and kill you. It has always been like that. So if this is a person you are living with, how do you live with this person? That is when you need to go and think. Because he will always be like this. Always be like that. We have a God that is a God that gives us victory. I commit you into the hands of the Lord. May his protection be sure over your life. In the name of Jesus, may you put you in the place of safety and security. In the name of Jesus, may his hand fight your battles. May he deliver you from every bloodshed, from every destruction, from every violence. In the name of Jesus, and may the Lord bless you, and may he keep you. May his face shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you. May he lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Dusse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Dusse Abuja. On Instagram at TCI_Abuja. Or Mixlr Audio Channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.